If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up, everyone? It's Tori.
And Denisa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Today, we are joined by a challenger that made quite the name for herself on All Stars 2, Ayanna Mackins.
Yes, from helping Leah finish in the very first elimination to the infamous Greek salad incident. We got into it all with her, so we really hope you guys enjoy this interview with Ayanna as much as we did.
I know that you guys have been dying to hear from this woman. She is a force to be reckoned with, and I had the pleasure of doing some shows with her, even if she sees that differently. She was on Road Rules, Semester at Sea. She was also on Extreme Challenge, Battle of the Sexes 1, Battle of the Sexes 2, and All Stars 2. Please welcome Ayanna Mackins.
Woo!
What it do? What it do, big baby?
Ayanna, you fucking crushed All Stars 2. It was in, like, ask Anissa. I fucking loved watching you. You were so entertaining.
We cried, actually. That episode with Leah was like something that made me, and I say it every podcast, I don't care if it's redundant, that moms are just really the strongest superhuman, superpower having people. So. Seeing all of these women just come together, it's just like, it was like a whole, I don't know, it was a moment. Tori and I were crying, watching it. Like, she really just helped her with this thing. Which shows your, I don't know if it shows your growth, because I feel like you've always had that in you.
Yeah.
I just don't think we've always had time to showcase those really special parts of us, especially when we were younger.
No, and the internet didn't even exist either. So, you know, it's crucial, you know, when you really factor in the fact that engagement looks super different, not only in the challenge, but outside of the challenge externally between fans. And I mean, back in the day, you know, Anissa and Tori, like, you had a pager, maybe you had a
We had phones, we had flip phones, and we had message boards.
We had message boards.
That's it.
You know, maybe if you go into the MySpace, Black Planet era.
Oh my God, Black Planet, I totally forgot.
Right.
I met my first girlfriend on Black Planet.
Listen. You
did? Listen. You know. Wait, what is it? What is Black Planet?
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to Google that one. But
yeah.
You know, okay. To get to the point with it, you know, it's like, we really... When you talk about those early iterations of the challenge, because I do like to distinguish, like, I think the Mira era, the, you know, rest in peace, you know, the other guy, you know, his era, you know, it's very different from what we know the challenge to be today, you know. Definitely today's challenge is a lot more elevated, a lot more layers to it, versus back then when, you know, we literally... We're going for the glory. You know, we're trying to win a laptop.
Right? Speakers.
Speakers.
A trip. Or just to beat the guys. Like when we did Battle of Sexes, like we did it for pride too. Like, We want a trip to Greece because we beat guys building a boat.
Right. You know, it was really a Dukes of Hazzard-ish type of era of, you know, it's a really about the glory only. You know, the money is great, but it really wasn't at the forefront for a lot of us. So, you know, I just think, again, getting back to things, you know, there's room for all of it. So, you know, let's jump into it. You know, I think that with Leah and I being the same age as well, you know, we talked about it, you know, before. We didn't say that this is what it was going to look like, but we were real specific that, you know, we both experienced being on reality TV and maybe leaving something undone or feeling something that was undone while on camera. And so we both knew that we were there to get this money for our kids. You know, Griffin is a huge part of her life. My four, I'm not going to name all of them unless y'all want to know all that. so they are my whole thing. So we didn't want either one of us to like go out, you know, sobbing or looking like a hot mess. We wanted to uplift each other. And again, we didn't plan out like what that would look like. But in that moment of competition, you know, and Anissa, you've been on a challenge with me before. I'm super about fairness. Like, I've always been like, is it fair? Is it right? You know, to a fault, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, when she couldn't open her carabiner, I didn't want to see her go out like that. And, you know, we had made that pact with each other, like we were going to go out on shoulders. I didn't expect the reaction that many of the cast members had. And it wasn't until like way afterwards till I got home and started watching some of the newer challenges and just seeing what people had gone through with being in these cutthroat situations and just having their hearts ripped out from them. I was like, oh, now I get it. Y'all weren't just crying because, you know, it's, you know, these two moms making it through this opportunity, but there was a lot of, I think, chords that were struck with times where I wish somebody had seen me when I was at my lowest, or I wish maybe I could go back in time and lift somebody up. I think that a lot of that was coming out in the tears that you saw falling.
It was so amazing. I'm emotional now thinking about it because it just really was one of those moments of like, we don't get a lot of that. That's why I'm so proud of All Stars, because it really does shine a light on like the growth and like people's true characters really come out. And it's not for show. It's not for money. It's not for anything. It's just like being a good person, because that's who you are at your core. But do you think that this was one of your proudest moments of All Stars too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just because, you know, in the moment of it, I didn't see it as it being this huge thing. Because in the moment of it, it was literally like, all right, I'm keeping my word. You know, she not going to go out trying to open this thing. She going to go out like, look, I picked this back up. It didn't work out for me, but I'm still strong. Especially given the activities that we had to do. You know, she's a trained financial analyst and she's very, very smart. But I think that no matter what your skill sets are, you can have your day when you don't, when you can't move. Again, it's been a long time since I've been on the challenge. So, you know, I'm seeing a lot of new faces in production that I've never seen before. I don't know any of these people. So I was like, well, is it fair? Was it leaning toward, is hers heavier than mine or something like that? Because, you know, that's one thing that hasn't changed about me.
Yeah, it really hasn't, because people would not care. People would be like, I don't care if it's broken. I'm going to keep going. Yeah. They would have never stopped.
Yeah.
We need to fix her thing or come on so we can go back and do it. Because I don't even want to go back and have to look at something and wonder, okay, did I earn it? Is it really not?
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't even want that. I'm like, look, you know, I want it to be as fair as possible.
You want a fair fight. Yeah. I totally get it.
Which is respectable. You know, you mentioned that it's been a long time since you've been on the challenge. The last time you were on was Battle of the Sexes 2, right?
Yeah.
So that's season 9. And I know this because I memorized the seasons.
Ew, you dork. It's 9?
Because you know, it's season 9. You know, it's funny because Battle of the Sexes 1 is 6 and Battle of the Sexes 2 is 9. So it's 6 69. It's weird.
You're such a dork. That's my best friend.
Telling secrets from
I don't even know the seasons. I know some of them. I don't even know the numbers. Really. Well, I just can't believe I'm still here.
I memorized it. Yeah. I mean, you've lived it. I had to memorize it back because, you know, sometimes they ask you to organize the numbers, the seasons in a challenge or something. So I wanted to be prepared for anything future coming up. So anyway, that was number 9. We're all the way up to number 37. And you did All Stars 2, which basically happened around the same time as filming 37.
That we
filmed,
yeah.
What I'm trying to say is there's years of no challenges in between the last one that you did and then picking it back up from here. So how did you even go into preparing for All Stars 2? Did you do it by watching the show? Did you do it by training? Like how did you get yourself ready to go in?
Okay, well, you know, when I got the call, you know, it was, I think, maybe March or April, and we flew out like in July. And so, you know, to be quite candid with you, for me, it was a reaffirmation that this is for me. Because the very first time I got a call for All Stars 1, I literally got a call just a few days after finding out that I had COVID. Mm-hmm. And my whole family had COVID. You know, we were in the middle of a very traumatic situation with the father of my 2 youngest kids. You know, he served the United States military for over 10 years, Special Forces. Wow. And he battles a lot that comes along with that. And so we were in the middle of it with all of that. And, you know, I was like, I can't do this. You know, thank you for, you know, the opportunity. Thank you for thinking of me. But nah, you know, and I was coming in at a solid 253 pounds at the time, which for me was, you know, nearing the biggest I'd ever been postpartum and whatever. So that being said, when I got that second call in April, I was like, okay, this is for me. So the first thing I started doing was I started, you know, just getting active again. Everything was still closed in DC, so I couldn't go to the swimming pool. Swimming pools did not open up until like the middle of June. So the first time I stepped into a swimming pool was about a little over 3 weeks before we got on a plane to go to Mexico. So I had not swam like at all in over 2 years prior to the challenge. So to say that there was this, you know, intense training with a trainer and, you know, all of these things happening, nah, like it literally was, okay, you throw on your sneakers, see what you can do going outside to run, and also get together things financially so that, you know, I got 4 kids. So I had to split them up so that they'd have somewhere to be. So I'm having to pay all my bills ahead of time. I'm having to make sure that everybody has everything.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So when I got on that plane, you know, I literally had like $8 in the bank and a wish that I could just go on this opportunity, live my best life. Literally, like, I was like, I'm going to, they got a plane ticket with my name on it. I'm going to go and live my best life. I've been in my apartment for 2 years with my 4 kids, had a baby in the middle of the pandemic. You know, DC has some of the most restrictive quarantine laws. Well, not laws, but policies around being able to be outside. So, you know, what you guys wind up seeing on All Stars 2, for me, is kind of like the bird's been let out the cage, you know?
Right.
I get off the plane, you know, it's beach, it's a naked man jumping in the pool.
I know. Yeah. You let
us
like, know.
I am here. I am here for this. I am here for this.
Dang, you for a lot. Sheesh.
You needed it. You needed it. It was a gift, like you said, like the opportunity to go to experience the challenge again. I mean, and you brought up tech, you know, and like watching you guys this season, like really cracked me up. How amazing was it working with him and being able to like build a relationship with him throughout the entire show?
Well, listen, you know, again, folks will have selective memories when they talk about what it was, you know, during the time that we were there. For me, like I said, every minute of the time that I was in that house on those challenges, I mean, I'm gonna just tell it to you straight. It was all about Ayana.
Yeah.
It really was not about anybody else. It was about me being free. And, you know, if in the moment, you know what I mean? I'm like, look, I want to help you do this thing. I'm going to help you do that thing because it's coming from my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, if in that moment I'm going to laugh with you, I'm going to dance with you, I'm going to try to pull on it, jump off of it. It's truly an expression of me trying to reclaim my life.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that.
So, you know, to answer that question, because again, there's been some things that have transpired since then. And I don't want to let some of that negativity like cloud, you know, my answer, you know, about, you know, who you asked me about. Mm-hmm. But to keep it about the challenge, you know, I gave everything I had, everything, you know, my joy, my laughter, all of it. I did not mute myself for anybody.
Oh, like, we know. Whose salad is this? whose Greek salad is this?
You know what? It could that salad could have belonged to Barack Obama and I would have ate it. Yeah. Like, it
was, I love a good Greek salad,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
I ordered one the day of that episode because I was then in the mood for it.
The other thing about that is when people leave their shit around, it's very hard. I don't know if it's hard for you. It's fine for Tori, but I think as you get older, I can't stand like a sink full of dishes or like, why are these I'm like, none of you have maids at home. Why do you think that the women in this house are just going to clean everything?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's annoying because I don't want to live in a dirty house. So if it doesn't, it's just going to sit there. If I keep complaining about it, so I'm just going to then do it. I probably would have maybe eaten the salad or at least put it in the fridge to get it like a little colder.
Well, listen, I mean, I wish I could tell you that it was so strategic that it was like all connected, but it really wasn't. It was very impulsive. So. That's the best word that I could place in there. You know, it was very impulsive, you know, and even with cleaning up behind folks, you know, I got, you know, being a mom of four always means that, I mean, I'm up in the morning at 3 a.m. or 3:30. I'm putting something in the washer or the dryer. I'm folding up something. I'm reading one of the four schools' emails. I'm always moving and shaking and getting my sleep in these pockets that are less than 3 hours each. Oof. And so being in a challenge house, not having that activity and just kind of being quiet all the time. I was like, I was finding myself looking for things to do, you know, sometimes. So sometimes the cleaning up was just about keeping my mind not marinating over whatever. And then sometimes, like that moment with the salad, it was, wait a minute, I'm laid out by this beautiful pool and I don't want to look at nobody's beer bottles and backwash or anything. I want it to look like a music video. Like I might be going home tomorrow. Not that I thought that I would lose, but the reality is, you know, after that first challenge where I fell off the boat and I was the only one that fell off the boat, it was very clear to me that this was not Santa Fe, New Mexico. This was not Jamaica. This was not the extreme. This was not running on lobster boxes.
You know? No, it wasn't.
I'm like, the challenge has changed, you know? So I was like, okay, if I'm going home tomorrow, I'm going to lay by the pool. I'm going to eat the salad. I'm going to make sure I'm looking out onto the ocean. I'm going to make sure that I'm living my best moment. And I did that. I did that with like full 100%, you know, authenticity.
Yeah. Full
stop. So, you know, I have zero regrets about my time on the challenge. Now, if that's difficult for some people to deal with or whatnot, I can understand it. Because, you know, they may move through a challenge a very different way. I know I might move through a different way now that I've been on one after 17 years. But I ain't had Jack to lose, man.
You know what I think is interesting is like you basically mentioned that you just do everything because it's what you want to do in the authentic moment. It's not like a plot. There's no like extra marinating around it, especially not the salad. You basically said it had nothing to do with politics, but then it kind of did play into the politics of the game. Like when you're sitting at that deliberation, licking your fingers, you know, having that moment. Obviously, you knew at
that's
that time
so
what
Ayana,
the
though.
End result was going to be. But do you think that you don't play a political game at all? Or do you think that your political game is just kind of like do what you feel in the moment? How would you describe it?
I think you hit the nail on the head in the first go around. You know, I think people can play politics when they know who their audience is. But when you don't really know your audience and their agendas and whatnot, like, you know, I watched Challenge All-Stars 2 just like you guys did. you know, I watched it when it dropped on Thursday at 12 a.m. PST, when 3 a.m. my time. You know, I didn't know that Darrell knew Janelle, you know, I didn't know that. I didn't know any of that backstory, you know, I didn't know the canned meat alliance. I didn't know any of that. You know, I truly came in with this, oh, wow, there's tech. I had a jaw crush on him like 20 years ago. That's great. You know, and boom, there's you know, like a little short crush. It wasn't long because, you know.
Oh, girl, I know. I know.
He lasted like 10 minutes when you like 20. And
then, then it was somebody else.
You done jumped to like 12 other people. And so, but you know, eye candy. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, great. Tech is here. And then, boom, I see Sophia. Who the last time I saw her, you know, she was in DC at a club and we, you know, we danced it and whatnot. And it was all good. It was good to see her again. You know, bringing everything. And then Tina, of course, you know, I'd been on a previous challenge with her and she always been fire starter and fiery. And we got that same energy sometimes. So that was cool. But other than that, you know, there's a, somebody had posted on Twitter, like, they need to get more poor people on the challenge. Well, I'm going to raise my hand. I mean, I had $8 in the bank. So wow. I'm like, I ain't got jack to lose. Wow. I could really be free, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, it does play into it. Representation matters when it comes to body image. But the reality of being able to do certain things and be agile when you have not prepared that curvy body to do those things, it just is what it is. So I'm like, shoot, I lived every day like I had
to get what you get.
Yeah. You know, my game, my political game really was YOLO. Like I only live once.
Yeah, I love that.
That's why I was like going to elimination. Like, I don't care who you choose to go against me, because I'm a go hard. I don't care who it is. And then, you know, as I was watching people play their political game somewhat from, you know, from the periphery, because, you know, people only gonna reveal what they reveal. Mm-hmm. I think both of you know even more than I ever would about the fact that if you don't have those relationships, there's so much you're just not going to see.
Yep. Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah. So there's just a lot that I didn't see. I got to have these cool conversations about, you know, yoga with Kendall and teaching with Tyler and, you know, being a special educator with Brad and going into the weeds of being a dad and a personal trainer and someone who has been on many challenges with Darrell and, you know, talking with Janelle about being postpartum and getting your body back. Like, I had space to have those conversations.
That's what I was going to say.
I didn't
say,
have these other factors playing into it. That does work against you in certain respects because you go into elimination a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I get that 100%.
I think also because you were feared. Because you were feared. Like, people were like, damn, she's a threat. Like,
and you don't care what anyone thinks. And that's one thing. If no one's ever watched you before, it does stay the same, that part of you. Which I think was cool. But then you get into, like, the King's Palace. So, well, not, okay. Ooh. Okay. All right. All right. Let me bring it back. You can't see Ayana's face, but I can. I don't know if they, okay. I don't know if you were weaponized in, used in the King's Palace. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're allowed to spill it. This is a free and safe space to talk about any and everything.
Mm-hmm. No, so, Desmond and I talked about it, you know, soon after, you know, the chips kind of fell. You know how it goes in a challenge. People go home, folks that you're aligned with, a shift for whatever happened to be. And then you find all the outsiders fall in line. You get in where you fit in, right? And so what winds up happening is that when Jasmine and Letarian become aligned because of the circumstances of how that happens, she becomes now affiliated with the King's Palace. You know, I was real clear. You know, we talked about it. I was like, you know, would we really be getting all this love if we weren't partnered with somebody that was in it? It's not like early on when they were saying we're going to have this King's Palace that either one of us were approached to be a part of that at all.
Right.
Like trying to create this safe haven for people that don't, that normally don't feel like they're on the inside of things. At the same time, everybody that's involved has been on the inside of things when it comes to challenges, full stop. You know, so you know, there's like, to me, I'm real clear that, you know, the King's Palace is who the King's Palace is. I was a part of being associated with it, but I was never like sat down like and said, hey girl, yeah, we showing you love, like you a part of this for real. So, you know, it's cool. You know, it is what it is. You know, but it's funny how you treat somebody that you don't think you're ever going to need. And I'm going to leave that at that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you still got your ass. I mean, you could have used them too. Still got your ass to that final.
Yeah. So, you know. So, it is what it is, you know. And it's like people, they create what they need to feel safe within a space. Mm-hmm. You know, at the same time, you know, I've never been to a final before, this experience. You know, I'd never really made it beyond, you know, I made it through half the people there, but I've been kicked off a challenge, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I get my personality and how it can work for me and against me. I really wanted this opportunity though, All Stars, to just me not have any regrets. I do look back on some of those other challenges and wish I had gone about things differently. This is the first time I've ever been on reality TV where it's like, I love everything I gave. Like, I don't have any, there's no, I wish I could is on this one. Like, I did everything, you know, down to the salad. Like, Tori, you're right. You hit the nail on the head. You were like, did it become political kind of? About 5 minutes before we went upstairs for that deliberation, I was like, I can use this to my advantage. In a sense, to break up the tension. Because there was this tension that was beginning to be built. And then there was this salad that had been eaten that, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, Tori, you've been on a challenge. Nisa, you've been on a challenge. You know, somebody eat your food.
I'll be pissed off, especially if it's outside food that's really good. Yes, I would be upset.
Yeah, it's like you could be real pissed off and like make it a big thing, or you could be like, you know what? Yeah, you ate my shit and it makes me mad, but don't you vote for me to go in tomorrow, or I'm, you know what I mean? There's ways you can work
to play.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that. And it was a lot and entertaining. And hearing your experience about the whole thing is kind of eye-opening, because I wasn't necessarily sure what your angle was going to be. So to hear you dissect it and share it is really, really cool. And I'm now curious, did you leave the house with any alliances that you were surprised by? Because going into it, like you said, like you didn't really have anybody. Now leaving the entire thing, who do you feel like you created a bond with that you didn't have before?
Well, I'll tell you this. People I gained some respect for that I didn't even know before. Like I never met Jasmine. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to meet Jasmine and to, you know, have our thing, like, I love Jazzy Bell. And, you know, even with that little, you know, snippet of, you know, when she telling me that I'm not her mama, I was so proud of her when she said that. I was like, yeah. I kind of got a little spice in you, okay?
I'm got a whole lot of spice. You got toned down, Jasmine, because Rashida used to come out. That was her alter ego that used to fight people and things. She's a firecracker.
She would have gone there, though. I would have thrown her ass in the ocean, but... Nah, man.
I love Jasmine.
Yeah, you can't come... You can't... It's like this. You can play with me, but you can't come for me.
Right, yeah.
Come for me. It just opens up a whole nother thing. And, you know, and I'm very protective of my safety and whatnot. So... Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go there. Like a libertarian, you know what I mean? It's like he's a big teddy bear. But if you go there, if you want to pole wrestle that dude, you're going to get the pole wrestle libertarian.
Yeah. So,
angry libertarian and pole wrestling libertarian are libertarians that I don't want. I like the nice libertarian, the quiet libertarian, then when he speaks.
Right.
I'm like, hey, libertarian.
You don't want pole wrestle libertarian. You don't want, yada, got to throw you in the ocean, yada. You don't want that. So Jazzy, like, again, just overall 360, you know, it's like I got a lot of love for her. You know, she done joined the ranks of the Anissas of the world, and folks who can come knock on my door and I open it and like, look, we got some zero calories 7-Up over there. We got this over there. the clothes is in the closet. Pick what you can fit and what you want to work with. You know, mm-hmm. got those privileges with me. Definitely Leah. I ride for her hard. We talk very often. I talked to her like 2 days ago. Kendall. Okay, so here we go. I was fangirling over Kendall before I came on the show, because when I watched the episodes that I did watch of the Challenge All-Stars 2, I was like, dang, she didn't really get a fair shot. And she really got thrown in there, you know, a lot of times. So, you know, I was kind of fangirling on Kendall, but then that just kind of was solidified by our conversations while I was there. You know, she gets up super early in the morning. I get up early. You know, she talking about balance and God and yoga and health and being peaceful. Mm-hmm. And then there's others that, you know, in their own ways, you know, like Tyler Duckworth. I got a lot of love for Tyler. I don't even think Tyler know how much love I got for him. Just because of a whole different walk that he's had to make as an educator, being in an area of the United States where he has to tell the story of the African-American walk.
Right.
As a non-POC.
Yeah.
A classroom full of students that aren't, you know, POCs. So it's like, I got a lot of love for him just for that part of his walk and his boldness in bringing to the scene. Darrell, he had a real straight talk with me about weight loss. And about some of the things that I needed to do to commit.
That's Darrell for you.
Unraveling the layers. So, you know, there's a lot of, oh, and Nehemiah. I don't even know how I almost forgot to say something about him. Nehemiah is an old soul. He's been around.
Yeah.
He's been here a couple of times, I think. He got some, you know, I don't think he gets somewhat of a fair go in terms of his portrayal. You really don't get a chance to see some of that deeper side of him that he, you know, offered up, you know, for the world to consume. But yeah, Nehemiah, Melinda, she gets a lot of love. Tina, of course, you know, she has a prankster side that I don't think the world got a chance to.
Yeah, she's a little silly thing.
Yeah, so. But yeah, you know, in terms of alliances, though, I don't like to do that to say, okay, now I got love for you. When we go into the next season, if I'm ever invited back, these are the things I'm not going to do. I don't really like that because you don't ever know how the game is going to go. So you wind up with promises you can't keep.
Yeah.
So you trying to kiss ass outside of the, you know, construct of the game. Mm-hmm. You get the game and now everybody's feelings is hurt.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Ayanna, you really do bring so much energy and excitement to the challenge. And it seems like it comes so naturally to you. But is there ever a moment in time where you're like, all right, I'm going to turn it on. I'm going to turn it on for the camera right now. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, the silent moment. The silent moment was, you know, it really wasn't necessarily turning it on for the camera. But it was me being that inner voice that I normally don't let everybody else hear. You know, everybody got that inner voice. Like if you're driving, somebody cut you off and you're like, I could slice your throat. You don't say it out loud. You don't say it out loud. You just say it to yourself. Okay, it's been said. You let it go. But that moment, you know, sitting across from Jody, who, you know, had been very vocal in the house about how I was a thief and had taken her. And it had gotten kind of serious. You know, it had gotten a little.
Wait, she called you a thief over the salad?
Yeah, it had crossed the line from.
Wait. I was about to say, did you take something? Because I've never known
you. It crossed the line from me just being an inconsiderate person to being like characterized as a thief and all these things, and me waking people up at night because I'm cleaning up. Like, it had really gotten dark. And so my inner voice really just wanted to fuck with her because, you know, she had this kind of image that was so kind of cookie cutter, like, I'm this clean mom and I'm this and I'm that and I'm this great, you know, performer. And it was all this, you know, this thing of a I'm better than you. And I just wanted to mess with her. And I wanted to show her that I also had the silly side. I kind of wanted to push her limit too, to get her smile. Because I let my truth out sometimes through tears and all of this other things. But I wanted to let my truth out in the hilarity of this moment that it was. I ate your salad at 11 o'clock at night. This is what was really happening. And that was what was happening. I was imagining that I was like laid out on the Mayan Riviera with like this fine person that was back into the big mansion and just helped me relax.
I love it.
Help me relax, read and pray.
Yes, that's it. That's all you're gonna do.
I'm gonna get my toes sucked and I'm gonna be well fed and well read I literally was visualizing all this in my mind when everything popped off. And then I opened my eyes and I'm like, no, that's not this. There's bottles over here. There's people laughing and giggling in the house because they're drunk and you just ate somebody's food and my bubble was beginning to burst.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think we all do that on our challenges in our own way. You know, when you're standing on the
cliff,
you're like, okay, I am Batman. I am Spider-Man. I am the Black Panther. And you go and you jump and you do the thing. And so I wanted to bring some of that to that moment. It's like, yes, I ate your salad. It was great. It was delicious. I thought I was.
Oh, yeah, you really went. It went into like almost like erotica. I'm like, you know, this could be going somewhere. There might be a future in salad erotica.
Dude, it made me order a salad. So you should be the Greek salad spokesperson. Yes, it was the finger lick for me. It was the finger lick.
I know this woman. Like, keep playing with her. Because it's funny when you have like the mental, like the ability to really get under somebody's skin without doing much.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the best way to get somebody underneath somebody's skin sometimes it's through laughter because they can't help but to laugh because it's so wild, you know.
And right, they you really went there. Yeah, I mean, they were going all the way there.
The rah 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 moment. So yeah, in terms of alliances, I know I broke one. Y'all asked me, like, I went in and like I took away. I know I maybe have broken some alliances, but you know, everybody in life ain't for you. You know, one monkey don't stop no show. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh God.
So now that All Stars 2 has ended, what is a typical day in the off season like for you?
The off season, like, remember my off season was 17 years.
Right. I mean, okay, so not that time, but like since the last one, what have you been doing since the show? Like, what's your day to day?
Well, I did quench my thirst. I did kind of go into the challenge hella thirsty. For experiences, for just not being in the house, for being active, you know, explicitly, you know, I went in thirsty in a sense that you guys understand thirst. You know, I had not been with anyone for a very long time, you know, because my partner, you know, had gone through what he went through and it, you know, I hadn't engaged with anyone. So, you know, during my off season, I have quenched many thirsts, to say the least. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm all for thirst quenching. I do it.
Yeah, and you know, and more so, I've re-engaged with social media, learned a lot more. I'm learning. I'm still a work in progress, learning about Instagram. I haven't yet done a TikTok, so I'm still watching YouTube videos about how to TikTok and all that.
Jump in, get in there, girl.
My weight loss, I've been on my weight loss kick and doing my exercise.
You look good. You look
no, but you feel muscle. Good. Like your arms are gonna be like,
shredded.
So that you could already see it.
Yeah, so I'm good. It's like I've lost like 35 pounds since I've been home.
Wow.
I'm into it. Like going
so good.
You know, adding new things to the regimen, such as biking. Because again, that bike on that final was crazy. I hadn't ridden a bike in 7 years before that moment. So, I've been riding bikes. I've been swimming. I've been, you know, really, not necessarily for the challenge per se, but more so like I'm alive. I'm not this, you know, mushroom of a person that was saying to myself, this is who I used to be that I'm no longer. Uh-huh. So I've been shedding the layers of that self-imposed, I think, jail that I put myself in. What else have I been doing since I've been back? I'm a mom of four. So of course I'm into that groove, but it looks different. It looks a lot less like just going through the motions of it and more being very proactive about making sure that my kids are ready for certain experiences, like making sure they have their passports, making sure that, you know, that my son is engaging in more sports than just track, you know? And just waking back up. I've been watching you guys too. I've been watching the challenges to get myself reacclimated to the world. Anissa, you've been kicking ass the last 15
years. Yeah, she does.
Girl, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, just again, awakening, being more than I saw myself, you know, for.
I love that.
Being very grateful, thanking people. Like this morning I did Rachel's, she has a live fitness workout that she does. And so today was my first day. I went.
Oh, yay.
Button, and she was live and I did most of it. And I popped a little, my band, I popped it because it's old and I got it for free and it's cheap and it popped.
So we need to tell the listeners, please send Ayanna some bands.
So that being said, you know, I don't have a book to sell you guys yet. I don't have a t-shirt yet. You know, the industry side of what reality shows are is something that is just, I mean, it is a gray area for me. It's something I know nothing about. You know, I just learned what a cameo was in December. I didn't even know that.
It's all right.
So, you know, it's like all of this stuff is very new. It is exciting, but I'm also very like grateful for what I've had. Like if I never get another call again, it's like, okay, this was really cool and thank you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I do get a call again, you know.
Yeah. Will you go?
Yeah. Come on.
Hell yeah.
Now that I've had a chance to kind of, because I never even met TJ. Like TJ was still doing.
He's a gem.
Yeah, I had never even met him before. Right. So there's a lot of us out here that ain't been in the light for a long time. So I you know, I'm not a stingy person. You know, if I got to step out the way so somebody else can have some shine, like that's not going to be, you know, that's not a thing for me. But yeah, I would love doing what I know and being in shape to do it now. Now that I'm running 5-6 miles a day and
nobody's gonna be able to fuck with you. I'm not going if you're going. I know.
So, you know, that's what I got.
Beautiful.
You know?
I love it. Yeah.
I love that you really had an experience. And it was a good one.
Yeah. And you were epic to watch, seriously. So thank you so much for sharing everything with us and going even deeper and peeling back the layers on the podcast. I know people are going to be so excited to hear it. And we look forward to following you on social media while you're experimenting in these gray areas. So let us know where to follow you on Instagram. You said that's where you are.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram and on Twitter and working on TikTok. Ayanna Superhero is the moniker. It's just all one word, Ayanna Superhero. And that's a nod to my uncle who passed to COVID this past November.
I'm sorry.
He's a comic book guy. And I used to call him Greg Superhero. And he's the one that convinced me to come to say yes to the challenge after all this time.
Oh, and, that's really special.
So, so that's what that is. You know, it ain't an ego trip. It's more so, I think many times when you look at the best superheroes that are out there, you know, there are folks who go through some things and they are imperfect, but they show up when it counts and they show up. Over and over again, even when they get knocked down. So, Tori superhero, Anissa superhero. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you.
And I hope there's more to come, Ayana. I hope we get to see you on another season. You were a huge part of this season, and it was awesome to watch you. And we really look forward
to that.
Yeah, following you on Instagram and supporting your pages. And everybody follow Ayana. Make sure you send her a bunch of love because obviously she deserves it. And she's been absolutely incredible and super vulnerable in this podcast.
And if anybody's a TikTok master that wants to give her a one-on-one tutorial, she will take that. Follow her. Ayana superhero. And slide in her DMs with all of the TikTok advice you can.
Please do. And, you know, and I'll throw this out there, you know, as well, you know, just to round it up. Again, I'm very, very, like, I'm very grateful for these opportunities also with the technology to connect with all of these cast members from all of the shows between Real World and Road Rules and Challenges, because I feel like we are the extended family. It's a shared experience. It's diverse, but it is unique to our community of practitioners on competition shows and whatnot and the like. So I'm just grateful to have this chance to connect and talk and share and in some ways provide support to some of us that might be having a hard time with it.
That's awesome.
And thank you all for supporting me and showing me love.
Duh.
Yeah, I'm giving away my uniform, y'all. So if you're listening to this.
No, wait a minute. What? You didn't sleep in it all season?
I know. I didn't sleep in it all season.
Not one time.
I don't know. I didn't. Because, like, I didn't sleep in it, but I'm giving, like, they gave us 4 uniforms, so I'm giving away 3 of the 4 uniforms.
Nice.
But I'm looking for a way to do it fair, because I thought I could just, pick a name and move on and send it to you in the mail, but it's more of a notion, because there's, like, 4,000 names that I'm pulling from.
So, yes.
I need help.
Yeah. Listeners out there, she needs help again.
Help in a way that's fair. Because I really want a real person, not like a bot or somebody that is weird, you know, getting it. I really want someone that loves the shows, that follows all the challenges, that's like a challenge file, that maybe knows more about the challenge than I ever will. I really want someone that will appreciate that to have it. Because if it's not for those fans, you know, I wouldn't have had a chance to be there. So I just thank you in that way. So, you know, if you follow me on the Twitter and the Instagram platform and email me, and I'm the one that checks it. I don't have a handler or nothing. So, you know, we can connect the dots. And again, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Ayana. Thank you so much. Seriously. It's been an absolute pleasure. And we look forward to connecting with you on social media. You're fucking awesome, dude. Thank you again.
All right, Tori. All right, Anissa.
Bye, girl. Bye. It was great to see you. Thank you.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Man, Ayana is one of those people that not only does she express herself so well, like, she just is a powerful person. It was so awesome going with her into all of these memories on this podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really happy that she came on.
Me too. I really am too. She has a lot to say, and I feel like there's 17 years of stuff to say.
Yeah.
You know, leading up to this and her experience. So I'm really happy that she took time out of her busy day.
Right.
To talk to us. So thank you, Ayana.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure the fans are going to be super happy about it too. So we hope you guys enjoyed it. And she, not only is Ayana on Instagram, as we heard in the podcast, Anissa's on Instagram, everybody. Anissa, where can we follow you and how can we
Anissa MTV, A-N-E-E-S-A-M-T-V on Instagram. That's the only place I like to play. So please DM me with your listener questions and love.
Yes.
Tori, where can we find you?
You guys can find me at Tori_Deal on Instagram as well. And most importantly, if you guys like this episode, please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It means the world to us.
Yes, and we'll see you back here next Friday for an all-new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.